You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
No, no, keep the booing.
Are we having fun yet?
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
And Jerry's percentages is brought to you by BPC. Best Portuguese Chicken. From two people to 300, let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. 942 the Queensway. BestPC.ca.
We need another order of that in here.
Big
Remember
time.
The sauce and the...
So good.
Oh.
And we need someone else to deliver it who's not going to steal the potatoes.
The potatoes we got...
Remember we missed out on the Portuguese potatoes.
We got robbed of the potatoes.
That would be in heaven for me. Some Portuguese potatoes.
Very
Remember?
Good, yes.
I think it was Troy who brought it up, and mysteriously the potatoes
he
didn't make it up.
He had a lather on it, like he had eaten them.
Or pig face could have took it, too.
Well, that's true, too. Who knows?
Sean Levine.
Someone around here jacked those potatoes, and we were not happy about it. We'll get to the bottom of it. Are you guys ready to see what is in store this week with Jerry?
A Toronto Maple Leaf will don the cover of NHL 18.
Could be Freddy the Goat. Who knows? I love me some Freddy Goat.
That would be quite the interesting curveball if Freddy the Goat was on NHL 18.
Yeah, that would. That's.
I say 0%. I think it's going to be Connor McDavid.
Someone tweeted it earlier that Crosby's never been on the cover, which I found.
Does the player have
surprising.
An option? Like if they go to them and say, "Do you want it?" They can say no.
Is there a kiss of death for it? Because isn't there
the Madden curse only happens in the NFL?
Okay.
You're at 0%. I got to go higher than that.
I'm going zero.
Did we find out if it's regionally?
No, there's one cover boy.
One cover for the whole game.
They might make some exceptions in certain markets
for example,
or whatever.
You pick up a hockey news in Toronto, there's always a Toronto theme. You go to Edmonton, there's always an Edmonton theme.
No, it's not like a magazine cover. There's one cover boy.
Boy, I'm going to go 18%.
I'll go a bit higher, and the reason we bring this up is because they teased a video today, and it was Mitch Marner in the video. And a lot of people are like, wait a minute, what's that all about? And then they were tweeting about all the kids in Toronto and how they're all right or whatever. I think there's a chance they maybe do put Matthews, Nylander, and Marner on just because of the market.
Yeah.
The 100th anniversary of the Maple Leafs, it would sell a lot. I'll go a bit higher than you guys. 35%.
Good call.
35%.
The Cleveland Cavaliers will win at least one game in the NBA Finals.
How nice of the NBA to make things interesting.
Well, they're down 2-0. Game 3 tonight.
I say 100%.
100% Cleveland gets at least a game.
They're getting one game.
You're at 0%.
Let's not forget, the NBA is a home...
Big time. Home court
They're
type
home
of league.
Court
not
league.
With this team. I think this team, the addition of Kevin Durant, changes the dynamic of the finals and no shot.
The recency bias right now surrounding Kevin Durant is outrageous.
He is getting some love right now, isn't he?
He's
best
a player great
in the
player.
Game.
Great player, but Jeff Van Gundy now came out and said he's the best player. Dwight Howard was on ESPN. He said he thinks he's the best player. Paul Pierce said it.
Yeah.
Guys, the best player in the world is still playing in this series, and it's LeBron.
You know what they're doing? They're looking for hot takes. That's what they're doing, because there's not a chance. Are there legitimate basketball people that think that he is better than LeBron James?
Well, it's not an extreme take necessarily, because Durant is considered by many to be the second or third best player in the world. It's not like you're saying Draymond Green is the best player, or a guy who's 20th or 25th in terms of rankings, and the numbers... In terms of what Durant and LeBron have done in the series, specifically in the fourth quarter, where LeBron hasn't done much in the fourth quarter, Durant has still been very good in the fourth quarter, point to Durant having the upper hand through two games. That doesn't mean he's the better player.
No.
Doesn't mean he's the better player. But the question is, or the hot take was, Cleveland will get a game.
Yeah.
I think they'll get a game. And I guess because you won 100, I have to try to tie you in this.
Yeah, you'll have to tie me.
But I don't feel 100% confident. 50%, I don't care. I'll go down the middle. 50%, I don't feel overly confident one way or the other.
Okay.
So I'll just be gutless and I'll go 50%.
Following the game tonight, the Cleveland Cavaliers locker room will smell like Snoop Dogg's tour bus.
God, I still hate you, Snoop. You embarrassed the NHL with that performance at the All-Star game.
It'll smell like Snoop Dogg's tour bus. For those wondering about that reference...
The last game.
Well, the last game, media members went into the Cavs locker room after game two and said, yeah, it smelled like there was some weed being smoked in there. Maybe not quite Snoop's tour bus, but maybe they're back home. They're a bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
But in terms of why Jerry hates Snoop, play the clip from the All-Star game?
Yeah. Yes.
And when Snoop was DJing on Friday night. You know who's back up in this mother- That was not censored on NBC or Sportsnet up here. Anyway, you were saying, oh?
I wonder, I'm starting to wonder if they just hustled into the locker room and they said, let's just smoke a joint as a team. what else would it be?
It's a dirty, to me, it's a reporter that's gone in and...
Yeah, but Jamie, there was numerous of them. They said the place smelled like weed.
So you're saying, the kumbaya, everyone around the circle, let's all smoke a joint.
That's all I can think of. I don't think one individual would have enough balls to say, I'm gonna just
light this up,
rip down a joint right now.
But what are the chances it smells like Snoop's tour bus tonight?
I say if they lose, 100%.
I say 0%.
I'm on 0%.
Because it's been outed. They've had a talk about it. Whoever it was, or if it was in-house, smarten up. Take it outside.
And Cleveland's a grittier town than the Bay Area.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know if the cops will be putting up with that. I think the media members, if it was them that were smoking, they better be careful.
Yeah.
Because Cleveland can get after you. I'm at 0%.
I agree.
Marc-Andre Fleury will make an appearance in the Cup Final.
An appearance doesn't mean a start. Means could be talking Murray getting pulled at some point and Fleury gets in.
That's an interesting one for me.
I'm going to go zero. I'm all either zero or 100 in this, Jerry's. I think they've said this is their guy. They would have pulled him already. They would have.
But last game, I didn't think he was bad. He allowed 3 goals on 28 shots, but he made some big saves. Philip Forsberg had 4 quality chances on him. I don't subscribe to going back to Fleury for Game 5, but I think if they lose Game 5, you may see Fleury Game 6, depending on how they lost.
So if they get shelled and Murray's awful, you could see Fleury
in Game 6? I could see Fleury mixing it in there. I still believe that Pittsburgh's winning this series. I don't know why, because Nashville has looked like the better team.
I've gotten to a point where I don't think Pitt has a chance.
But let's not, I think Pekka Rinne was a difference last game. If he's average tomorrow night and they get a bunch of chances like they did last game, it's a different story.
So what's your number? Fleury making an appearance.
I'm going to be gutless and go about 42%. Just because if there is something that goes.
Well.
As far as it goes game 7 and there's a change or something.
Yeah, I'm lower than that. I'm not going to go 0% because I don't think you can ever go 0%.
Right.
What if Murray gives up 3 on 5 shots tomorrow night? Guess who's coming in?
Exactly.
You've got to put in Marc-Andre Fleury. Yep. But I don't think it's going to be your scenario. I think Sullivan has made the decision, this is my guy.
Yeah.
This is who I'm committed to. I think Murray starts all 3 games. I think the only way we see Fleury is if Murray gets pulled. 10%.
Okay.
10%.
Rex Ryan will lose his gig at ESPN over his party weekend in Nashville.
Hope it was worth it, you toe-sucking hooligan. Jerry loves toes, too.
You toe-sucking hooligan. Jerry is ruthless. And now he's saying Rex is going to lose his gig, which may not even be top of mind for Rex. He's probably more concerned about how his wife is feeling about the allegations that he was... trying to get the wheels in motion with a bachelorette party.
I asked you this afternoon, Brian. How does Barstool Sports or how do they find the girls on the bachelorette party to get the info for this? Or is it all garbage?
No, I don't think it's garbage. I would guess. I don't think it's that tough to investigate anymore.
Everyone's got Instagram, DM.
Yeah, everyone's got a public Instagram account. Yeah, young people, it's all public, and I could see one of the girls posting hashtag Rex Ryan. Someone found it and said, here we go.
Exactly.
Give me a backstory. I think ESPN's been very quiet on this. I read today that it sounds as if charges are going their way. They're going to be charged for the altercation, which I don't know exactly what happened. If that is based simply on the video, that is ridiculous.
That's right. Based on one of the pigeons in that bar that pushed Rex Ryan, and then Rex Ryan grabbed him by the neck or whatever. So the guy's like, you know what? I can't work right now. My neck's sore.
Yeah, it's,
and I'm going to sue you for $1 million.
It's what? America 101. It's classic extortion. It's, hey, you're a celebrity. You got money. Because, now again, maybe when the camera wasn't on, these guys did something. If that's the case, I'll reserve the right to change my opinion on this. But if it's based simply on the video we saw, that happens in every bar in North America every night.
Yeah.
Couple of pushes, booze bags, and then after they're probably like, all right, we're all good, let's buy beers and move on with our night. But some guy's probably like, dude, that's the Ryan brothers. They're worth millions. I'll try to squeeze 50 grand out of this if I can.
Exactly.
But ESPN's been pretty quiet. I don't think he's going to get fired. They just hired the guy.
No, I don't think he's being fired.
20%.
I'm lower. I'm 6%.
I think 45% chance they gas him.
Really?
Just to set a precedent saying, no thanks. We've had a lot of firings, a lot of good people go, and we're not going to put up with that.
Interesting.
I'm curious to see how he is on the panel. I want to see him on the panel. But,
well, he just put the pressure on himself to be pretty darn good.
He did.
Colin Kaepernick will sign with a team before the beginning of the 2017 season.
If you asked me a month or two ago, I would have said close to 100%. I'm starting to lean closer to 0%. Because teams, they're into OTAs now. They have their guys. Yeah. And if he can't find a gig yet, something's up, and I think he's in trouble. I'm not going to say 0%, but I'm going to say 15%.
I'm going to say 35. I think somebody ultimately always gets injured, and they have to bring in a guy.
And that's true. If it happens in camp, then that would be before the season begins. But we're getting close. Like, depth charts are kind of filled out by now.
9%.
Just one under me.
Yeah.
Just to steal the spotlight. Gutless.
What is it?
Bill Kessel will not, I repeat, will not score another goal in the Stanley Cup Final.
Well, Malkin came out today and said it's time. He's going to score in Game 5. Jerry's saying won't happen.
0%. I agree with Geno Malkin. He will score next game.
I think he's going to score, too. This guy...
He's a freak of nature.
He is. And he gets chances. That's the thing. It's not like he's going to play 6 minutes. He's going to play 18 minutes. He's going to get power play time. Pittsburgh's power play has stunk lately. But Phil's getting good looks. I think he's going to score.
You're both at 0%?
Yeah.
Affirmative.
I got to go higher than that. I think he's probably going to score too, but I got to leave the door open.
Yeah, you can win.
There's only potentially two games left. Exactly. Could Phil go two more games without scoring?
Absolutely.
10 shots a game, but Pecorino stands on his head.
You're right.
20%. 20%. All right, there you have it. Another week of Jerry's in the book.